Yo, my God, this is the Black Rich Club Podcast, a show dedicated to pushing the black community and culture forward one combo at a time. You have life's permission to be black and rich in all aspects of your life. And now, your beautiful host, Franny Crooks.
Hey guys, welcome to the Black Rich Club podcast. I am your host, Franny Crooks. Thank you for tuning in. It has been a long time coming, but I really appreciate you for being here and listening. Today, I have a very interesting topic. It's very interesting, and it's only going to be me today. Well, it's only going to be you and I today. It's only going to be us today, but that's okay. I like it. But yeah, today I have a very interesting topic. And I would like to call this episode, which you probably see by the title anyway, is I'm never supporting a black business again. Like, I'm never going to support a black business again. I'm done with black businesses. I'm done supporting black businesses. And I'm not supporting a black business ever again. Please stop the madness. Just stop the madness. If you say this and you're a person of color, brown or black, please, please stop the madness. Stop the madness. I hate when I go on social media, and I belong to a lot of Facebook groups, black business-driven Facebook groups, and I hate with a passion when someone comes on there and they post about a black business and how they're not supporting anymore, or this is why it's hard to support a black business. It's so hard. This is why people don't support black. No. Please stop. Please exit stage left and stop. Please stop with the foolishness. Because you want to know what? You've been supporting white businesses, Asian businesses, for years to come. And a lot of times these businesses don't treat us right and we return. We return with no problem. I can tell you how many times I've been to a restaurant, whether it's white owned, like a small restaurant or a chain restaurant, and the service was crappy. Someone else got served before me. The food was nasty. The wait was super long. The server is over in the corner hooting and hollering, chatting with their coworker instead of checking to see if I need anything. Or they give us our food and never come back and check if we need anything, then slide us to check. Like, let's not act like these things haven't happened to us for years and years and years, and we continue to go back to those places and patronize those companies with no problem. And then when we do have an issue, we don't go on social media online and be like, ah, I'm never supporting this white-owned business. Oh, I'm never supporting this Asian-owned business. Oh, I'm never going back here. I'm never going... You want to know why? Because there's not many black-owned businesses, but there's plenty of white-owned businesses. So it's easier to say. It's easier to say you're not going to support a black-owned business. Like, but can we stop? Can we just stop? I remember recently, maybe like a month or two ago, I was talking to a friend of mine. I do notary, so he wanted me to notarize something for him, but he was telling me, oh, I'm just coming from this restaurant. I live in New York, if you don't know, and it's black owned. And this is why it's so hard to support black owned businesses. This restaurant didn't even have a liquor license, and the service wasn't so great. Mind you, this is a brand new restaurant, just opened. Like, give these people some grace. Like, give them a chance to develop their product. Give them a chance to become experts at their business. It's hard enough. It's hard enough for us to open these businesses and stay open. But then you have your own people tearing you down because you're open for the first day and you got to get the kinks out. Like, why can't we just be as patient or understanding as we are with these other companies that we frequent? That's not always the best situation for us. Like, that's the part that I don't understand. I don't like at all. Another perfect example, ladies. We already know, ladies, that we love to get our nails done. We love to get our nails done. We love to clickety clack clack. When we get our nails done, it's like we don't even want to talk to nobody. We a brand new person. But how many times have we gone to a nail salon and not been treated properly? I'll wait. How many times have we gone to the same nail salon for them to nick off our cuticles, use that harsh electric filer on our nail bed, give us these bad acrylic nails, and we go back with no problem? We go back with our 10 fingers sticking out ready for the next set with no problem. And then we go to a black-owned nail salon, and it's like, oh, the wait is too long. Yeah, the wait is long because we want to patronize this black-owned nail salon because there's probably one in the neighborhood and we're trying to support. My nail tech, hey, Sheila, she's black, and I love her. And let me tell you a story. So I'm doing my backyard over, not really over, but getting some new furniture. And, you know, I bought this big patio umbrella. So I needed the weight for it so that way it can stick in something and not fly away. So I got the weight. It's like 50 pounds. I go to pull it out of my car. My nail pops off. No shade to Sheila. My own fault because I grabbed it wrong. So I'm the type, I can't run out here with one fingernail missing. So I go the next day, but I know Sheila is booked. She's booked and productive. So I didn't even bother to call her and be like, yo, can you fix my nail? So I go to the Asian nail salon that I get my feet done at sometimes to see if they can fix my nail. Yo, this guy fixes my nail. I'm going to insert a picture on, I have to laugh. I'm going to insert a picture on Black Rich Club Instagram so you guys can see how this guy did my nail. When I tell you this nail looks terrible, the nail looks terrible. But this is the businesses that we keep frequenting. We keep going back. It doesn't make any sense. My nail looks terrible. He didn't even have the tone acrylic that my nail lady has. He only had one color tone. So the nail is not even the same color as the rest. The nail looks crazy. And it's just like, these are the places that we continue to go back to and support. And they really could care less to give us top tier service because they know that we're going to come back. They don't care to give us top tier service. For what? And did I go on Yelp and drag them like I could have? I really could have, because once I see this nail, y'all going to be like, oh no, baby. The nail looks crazy. But I say all that to say we've all had bad experiences with businesses that are not black owned. We have so many stories of supporting these businesses that's not black owned, that did not treat us properly, And yet we don't drag them like how we do our own people. Like, can we just stop? Can we just stop and maybe sit down and try to sympathize with this business owner? Can we stop and maybe be a little bit patient with this business owner? And let's step outside of ourselves and really assess the situation, because there is a situation, right? So how can we support Black businesses, or how can we have an opinion about Black businesses without dragging them, without this big old cancel culture that we have subscribed to so crazy? Like, as soon as somebody does something, they're canceled. They're canceled. Like, can we give people the room to grow? Can we give businesses the room to grow? Can we give them the room to make mistakes and get better? Can we support them throughout those mistakes so that they can get better and feel the support of us? Why is that so difficult? Why is that so hard for us to support? Like, if it's a really bad situation, I understand. But if it's a brand new business and you see them doing their best, and yeah, maybe they didn't bring your food out in 5 minutes. Maybe it was a little bit longer wait. But do we really have to drag them? Nah, that's too much. It's too much. So let's think about some ways that we can possibly give some constructive criticism without dragging Black businesses, because there are ways that we can give constructive criticism without dragging them, without embarrassing them, without airing them out on social media and online. So one way to support Black businesses, and I remember, shout out to Aaliyah, she's the owner of the Black Resource Network. She had a Zoom the other day about Black businesses, and she said something. She was like, I don't even like to hear support Black businesses, because at the end of the day, it is a service. Like, there's an exchange, right? So there is an exchange. It's not like you're doing them like a real favor. There's an exchange. They're doing something for you, you're doing something for them. They're giving you a service or a product, you're paying them. So, you know, but for this, we're going to say support Black businesses, okay? Because we got to do better. But one of the ways that we can possibly support Black businesses, you know, new Black businesses, is leaving a positive review on either Google review or Yelp, or on their website, or on their social media. You can highlight something that was great about their business, even if the food came out late, but maybe the drinks were really good, because we all know we like a good lemon drop. Maybe that lemon drop was top tier, but the food took a little bit longer to come out. All right, let's highlight what was great. The lemon drops here are fantastic. When you go there, get a lemon drop. That's simple. That's simple. Oh, their wings were so good. Oh, she did my nails perfect. No pain when I got my pedicure. No pain when I got my manicure, because we all know we've been there, done that. Crying when we get our nails done at these other salons. Super easy to support in a positive way. Like, there's so many different types of businesses opening. Like, just find a way to support them with positivity. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes they need to be uplifted so they can feel like they're doing something great, instead of always just having to focus on the negative. So that's one way. Leave a positive review for that business, either on Yelp, Google review, even under their comments, if they have social media, on their Facebook page, if they have social media, you can leave a positive review on something that was positive during your experience. So that's one. Another way that you can help support the business is instead of you dragging them, dragging this Black-owned business, dragging this Black entrepreneur, instead of dragging them, you could email them. Email. These businesses have an email address attached to them some way, somehow. You could email them. If you have an issue that wasn't addressed while you were there, or you want to take things a little bit further because you really didn't have a great experience, you could easily email them a private email. Dear such and such and such, I came to your restaurant Friday and was not happy with the service. I think that you could do X, Y, and Z to better serve your customers. Who wouldn't want that? You know what I mean? Like, that's more respected than you go on social media and drag them. You could easily email them and send them an email about your experience, whether it's good, bad. Even if it's good, you can email them too and let them know that it was good. If it's bad, you can email them and let them know that it was bad. But to publicly embarrass people is wrong. Like, it's wrong. So that's another way you can support Black businesses, Black and brown businesses, is email, google.com, yahoo.com, thebusinessname.com. Email them and let them know about your experience. Give them a detailed email. And you never know, you might get drinks on them, food on them. Your next hair appointment might be on them. They might give you some percentage off. You never know, to compensate for whatever issue that you may have had. But it's just like, to drag them is too much. So that's another way we can support Black businesses when they're, you know, out here doing their best, doing their thing. Another way we can support Black businesses is to give them grace. Give them grace. I need everybody to understand that Black businesses are the least funded out of all of our counterparts. We are the least supportive, the least funded. We have the least amount of resources available for us when we are starting a business. A lot of times these business owners are starting a business based on their own knowledge. No mentorship behind them, no family member that they got the blueprint from, nobody to help walk them through the process of this thing that they're birthing. Because really, when you start a business, it's like giving birth to a baby. It's like your first child. And, you know, you want things to go the right way. You want things to be great. You want things to run smoothly. That's what every business owner wants. I don't think any business owner sets out to be like, oh, I'm going to give the worst service. I'm going to give the worst experience and I don't care. No, everybody starts their business because they're passionate about something and they want to give you something that they believe they created that's great. That's what entrepreneurs do. Like, that's the goal. And when that doesn't happen, yeah, it's okay to give constructive criticism. But please understand that Black business owners, we start at a different level than other businesses. It's way harder to open a brick and mortar, especially if you need a liquor license, as a Black business owner than it is for our counterparts. And that's facts. And that goes for so many other things, especially like building apartment buildings. Let's say you're a Black developer and you want to build a apartment building, a multifamily apartment building. It's hard to get those zoning permits and all types of permits that you need. It's super difficult to get those things when you're a person of color. It's hard. It's not easy to open a business. It's not easy to sustain a business, especially as a person of color. So we definitely need to give grace. We need to give more support. We need to be more understanding of the place that this person is in, trying their hardest to make sure that they're giving you the best experience that your money is buying. So, you know, I just think it's very important that we change the dialogue, change the things that we say when it comes to us supporting black businesses. Like, really, we're not doing them a favor. And if you feel like that, that's fine. But really, you're getting a service, right? You're looking for something and you're getting a service. And we have to stop feeling like, oh, we're doing them a favor because they're black. Like, it's really not doing us a favor because we're black, because we're also giving you something in return. It's an exchange. It's business. So we have to, like, get that out of our head. Like, it's nice to say support black businesses. I hashtag that all the time. But I hope in the near future we just feel like we're shopping. Like, we just feel like we're patronizing a business and not, you know, support. Like, we're doing something for free. Like, we're just patronizing a business. But I understand why it has to be said this way, because of the lack of black businesses in these certain spaces. So, you know, we're just trying to make everybody aware, like, hey, we're here too. Like, you can patronize us too. So I get it. But hopefully one day we just shop and it's like, we already know, like, we're in these spaces and we already know that this business is black owned and it's great and it's wonderful and it's way beyond them just being black owned, but they're also giving us something that's immaculate. Giving us something that's top tier. That's what I like. I like everything top tier. They call me bougie, but I don't care. I like it. Give me all the luxe feels. I like if I go to the nail salon, they're giving me water or a warm towel. Like, I go to the restaurant, they're giving me lemon water or, you know, I don't even care. Like, just give me a good feel, a good vibe. Give me some music in the background. Like, I'm all for the vibes, baby. So, yeah, but hopefully one day we understand that black businesses, we have it hard enough. So we can do better with our support or giving constructive criticism to these businesses in spaces that are private, that are not embarrassing, that are not putting us down. And but yet still getting our point across, because we don't even want to be in business and feel like everything is perfect when it's not, right? We need the feedback so that way we can be better. So I don't want anyone to leave this episode feeling like they can't say anything. Like, yeah, you can say stuff, but just do your best to be understanding, be patient. And then just understand that there's other ways to express your frustrations with a business than running to social media, than screaming it from the mountaintops that, oh, my French fries was too salty. Like, okay, we understand. Just email them. Leave a positive review. Leave a positive review. Start out with that. You can even start out with that in the email. Like, you know, I really enjoyed coming to your restaurant. The drinks was great, but X, Y, and Z was not so great. And I really hope that the next time I do visit that this will be better. Is that so hard? That's not hard, baby. We can do it. As a community, we can do it. And we need to do it. And we need to do it more often. And, stop canceling us. Like, let's just stop canceling us. Let's start supporting each other more and creating this great community amongst each other that is supportive, that is safe, you know, and gives room for growth. Like, that's what we really need to be doing. So, yeah. So, next time I hear anybody saying, I'm never supporting a black business again, I'm canceling you. I'm Xing you out. You out the conversation. You not in this club. You not in the Black Rich Club no more. You out. But no, let me stop. But thank you guys for tuning in today. I hope that you learned something. I hope that next time that you patronize a black-owned business, you give them some great feedback. And if the experience is not so nice, that you will email them. Email. Stop with the Twitter fingers. Email them and stop embarrassing people. Email them. So hopefully this is something that you can remember the next time you decide to support a black business. So thank you guys. And thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, you know. And once again, I am your host, Franny Crooks. You can follow me on Instagram at Franny Crooks. And you can follow Black Rich Club on every social media platform at Black Rich Club. And you can also go on our website on www.blackrichclub.com. And yeah, I'll see you on Wednesday. I'll see you next Wednesday. Actually, I'll see you on Saturday with 5 Minutes with Franny. So I'm going to drop another episode on Saturday, 5 Minutes with Franny. It'll be a quick 5 minutes or less. And yeah, just dropping a quick little gem. So I look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday. And if you're too busy on Saturday, I'll see you next Wednesday, baby. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I'll see you next time. Bye. Bye, booger.